my soul. Send a great revival in my soul. Let the Holy Spirit come and take control. Send a great revival in my soul.
We welcome you to Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber, pastor of North Valley Baptist Church and president of Golden State Baptist College. From our studio in the heart of the Silicon Valley, Pastor Treiber joins you today for a special time of revival and encouragement. We pray you'll be blessed as you listen to Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber.
Hello, good neighbor, and I want to thank you so much for listening today. It's a wonderful day. And I hope that you're excited about the things of God. I tell you what, we're very excited around here. Well, we have a great song, our couple today, lined up for you. And the first one is, Leaning on the Everlasting Arms. Isn't that a good song? I think you'll enjoy it. You sing for us right now. God bless you. This is Down Home Singing right here.
What a fellowship, what a joy divine, leaning on the everlasting arms. What a blessedness, what a peace is mine, leaning on the everlasting arms.
I'm leaning, ever leaning,
on Jesus, safe and secure from all alarms.
I'm leaning, ever leaning,
on Jesus, leaning on the everlasting arms.
Oh, how sweet to walk in this pilgrim way,
leaning on the everlasting arms.
Oh, how bright the path grows from day to day,
leaning on the everlasting arms.
I'm leaning, ever leaning,
on Jesus, safe and secure from all alarms.
I'm leaning, ever leaning,
on Jesus, leaning on the everlasting arms.
Leaning,
safe and secure from all alarms.
I'm leaning, ever leaning,
on Jesus, leaning on the everlasting arms, leaning on the everlasting arms.
I wanna thank sincerely. I know it's late in the week, and I should have done this earlier, but thank you so much for all you've done for the pastors and workers conference, and all the folks that have come and been here, and all those that have prayed and given and supported. Well, the next push here at our church is what it is for you. We're looking forward to having a great weekend. What we do, we have a big church, family church service. All the bus workers, all the Sunday school, everybody in for a big Easter Sunday, Sunday morning, Sunday night. We run the buses on Saturday, and we're running them to stadiums this year, and are going to fill the stadiums twice in a day and preach in stadiums and try to see as many saved as possible. I believe Sunday's the day you bring the bus kids in, but we have found that when the bus kids, it's Christmas Eve or New Year's Eve, something of that nature. So on those few, we have always a Christmas on Friday on the buses, and a big Christmas gathering and gifts and preaching, and see people saved and baptized. New Year's the same. And especially if it falls on a Sunday, what you did a year ago, those kids aren't going to get up. And we still want to reach them. So we change it then, and we change it also for Easter. I think there's something about our church families coming together. They're coming to church with their children on an Easter Sunday. And they will be exhausted because they will have served God so faithfully on Saturday all day. I mean, 8, 10, 12 hours just trying to reach people. And then Sunday is such a good day. So you pray for Sunday. It's coming up. And this Sunday, well, Saturday night, Saturday, daylight savings time. Don't forget, get your extra hour of sleep. It's going to be great. You move forward 1 hour. So that means you get an extra hour of sleep. I can't wait to get emails on this. Just figure it out. If you move forward, you're forward. We'll figure that out. How about I Am With Thee? I think you'll enjoy this song. We love it around here to think that our Lord is, He never leaves us nor forsakes us.
Through the fire, through the flood, you are covered by the blood, for I am with thee.
The word I'd like you to mark in your Bible in Psalm 119 is the word delight today. That's a, that word I believe is found seven times. Oh, I'm almost done telling you to correct me, but if I missed one, let me know. I don't think I did, but delight is to, that word delight is an incredible word. One definition of delight is to please. I don't eat a lot of sugar. I try not to. But oh, I tell you what, not a sundae, a banana split, ooh, with 3 scoops of ice cream. I haven't had one in probably, I don't know how many years. But and then the toppings on them, and then the whipped cream, just mound, and then the cherries. That delights me. I'll tell you what, it pleases me. Never do it, but nonetheless. But you know, really, not only does the word delight mean to please, and I hope my life will please the Lord. I hope to please my wife, my kids, but I want to please Christ. I want to please my church. But delight means really, by definition, in addition to pleasing, it means to close the eyes, and smear all over the face. Isn't that interesting? It's just to be, I guess I'm thinking, oiled down, and your eyes closed, and it just, your entire body is taken. And when you close your eyes and smear something over your face, ladies, I guess you do that. Is that right? And I'm not trying to be humorous here. I don't know what you do, but I know, you know, sometimes your faces are all white with cream or whatever it is, you know, or pink or whatever you do. I don't know. But that's what delight is. It's just to put it all over. And look what he says. I like this in Psalm 119. Let me show you the verses, 24. Thy testimonies are my delight. In other words, the word of God. I want it smeared all over my face. I want my eyes, my mind, my ears, my smell, my mouth, my everything affected by the word. A delight. I want a delight in it. I want to smear all over me. How about what he says over here in verse 24? They're my delight. How about what he says in verse number 16? Verse 16, I will delight myself in thy statutes, the word of God. How about what he says over here in verse number 35? Are you marking it? 35. Make me go in the path of thy commandments, for therein do I delight. It's all about the word. It's about the statutes, about the commandments. How about verse number 47? I will delight myself in the commandments. How about verse number 70? Their heart is as fat as grease, but I delight in thy law. Lord, I'm in your book. How about 77? I like that. Just a couple more. Let thy tender mercies come unto me that I may live, for thy law is my delight. How about for the last one we'll see here is 174, way toward the end of this psalm. 174, I long for thy salvation. O Lord, thy law is my delight. The word delight always refers back to the scripture. Delight thyself in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thy heart. I want to delight. I want to be all covered over with the word of God. You know, it's so easy to let this old world cover me. It's so easy to let my old flesh cover me. It's so easy to let pride cover all of us, isn't it? It's so easy to feign ourselves like we're something that we're not. That's easy. It's so, don't you find prone to wander, isn't it? I'm hesitant to say this, but isn't it sad how quickly we can do wrong, prone to wander, how quickly we can get upset, or so quickly we can be hurt or wounded, how quickly, and God says, just get all smeared, and I hope you're taking this, get all smeared up with the word of God. Let it cover you. Let the word of God, Jack Treiber, cover you from head to toe, just covered. May I be all, may the word of God, you know, I think of when I was in the presence with Lee Robertson, Tom Malone, Bobby Robertson, oh, my dear sweet friend. I think about Lester Roloff. I was with him at times. I think about great preachers of the faith and just, they just, when you got in their presence, you just felt like you were with somebody that knew God. You know why? They knew him. They just knew him. Oh, sweet Bobby Robertson. He knew our Lord, just knew him. And he walked with him. Curtis Hudson, God bless him. Father, I pray that you would allow us to, we would allow ourselves to get all covered in the word of God. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for listening to Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber, pastor of North Valley Baptist Church and president of Golden State Baptist College in Santa Clara, California. We invite you to join us each weekday. If you enjoy this broadcast, we would love to hear from you. Email us at revivaltime@nvbc.org. That was one word. revivaltime@nvbc.org. For archived broadcast and many other resources, visit our website at nvbc.org. Once again, thank you for joining us today for for Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber.
Let the Holy Spirit come and take control. Send a great revival in my soul.